You know, we use phrases all the time. God is good all the time. All the time God is good. We talk about, hey, Blessed Lord's Day. One gentleman, when I first started work, and I love his phrase, he told me that I asked him how he's doing. He said, I bless my best. And he's talking about God. But we have these things of encouragement. So what I want us to do this morning is try to really encourage you as you look around and see our numbers are smaller. We look around and see how the world is going. Friday, it seems like it's forever getting here for us. Yeah. It's only Monday. Because we'll talk about it a little bit later. We're still here for a reason and a purpose. You know, so I ask everybody, think of a scripture that you encourages you, that you turn to for whatever reason. And I want y'all to make my job easier this morning after I share mine. Share yours. We can encourage one another this morning. And if we need more, I got a whole bunch more right here that I have highlighted. So we have plenty to pull from this morning. But let's encourage one another this morning. Everybody knows my situation. We're at the 3-year mark. When I first found out what I'm going through. And the verse that I always struggled at the beginning, you know, with worries. Not necessarily worries about myself. Because I'm not, to be honest with you, I'm not over worried about what's going to happen to me because I know what's coming. My worries were all, if I leave today, what will my family state be in? Kim hasn't worked, and so what income is she going to have? Is she going to be taken care of? The kids are going to be taken care of. And that's been my struggles for these years, in making sure that when that day ever comes, then that they're provided for. And the verse that I found early on in this, that I posted in my job at work, that I had at home, that I carried with me all the time, comes from Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. And it reads, Moses answered the people, do not be afraid, stand firm. And you will see the deliverance of the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today will you never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. And that's one of those verses that encourages me that this is not a fight that I got to fight. This is not a worry that I got to worry about. That no matter what happens, no matter what occurs, those enemies I ain't got to ever see again. Because the Lord will fight that fight for us. So that's the verse that's been encouraged me for the last 3 years. That I keep close, that I know where it's at, I know how to turn to it. I've got it on, getting ready to Monday to post it on my new job and putting it up. I'm getting ready to decorate my office, so I'm being permanent. It's something that I turn to on a regular basis that encouraged me in these difficult times. So let's see what verse is. Ray, you had a good one. You were preaching here a minute ago, and I want to hear you do it again.
My favorite verses and scripture taught from the New Testament, John chapter 14. Let not you heart be troubled. Believe in God, I believe also in thee. But my father's house, there are many mansions. But when I sober, I would have told you. Now I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, then where I am, there you may be also. I love that. It reassures me from God in the flesh. Jesus was one of the great teachers ever. That told you that his disciples didn't quite understand all of it. Where are you going, Lord? Can I go? Or whatever. The thing is, we have to be patient and wait on God. I've learned a lot. That one's just probably my favorite student, but there are so many others that can lift the spirit. But I just happen to like that.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right, who's next? Who was it? Go ahead.
Okay.
Kathy.
My favorite is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yes.
Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll make your path straight. I have that, you know, I ask God to increase my faith. And my understanding is so way out there, He needs to pull me back down. You can just leave it in my lap. Let me in.
Today is the
day that the Lord is made.
And so
that's mine.
Proverbs 3:5-6. Beautiful. Leslie? Okay. I didn't really have a favorite Bible verse in the beginning, because it's been mentioned so many times, there's so many Bible verses that you can draw from. Mm-hmm. But one that sticks out and kind of stuck with me ever since elementary school is one that everyone knows. You know, most people, whether they're in the church or they're not in the church, they know this one Bible verse, and they know they can quote part of it, if not all of it. But the thing is, they don't really pay attention to what they're saying. And it shows the mercy of God and how much He really loves us, and how far He will go to receive us back. And that's John 3:16. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. That much everybody knows, but they don't pay attention to the rest of it. That whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And but you got to do more than just believe. You got to be baptized, and you got to follow in Christ's teaching in order to make it to heaven. And that is what people need to learn. But people can quote it, and they know it. And people will say John 3:16 straight up. But you need to get in depth and know exactly what you're saying when you say it.
And you bring up a good point, Wesley. There's so many verses here, and that's one of the points I want to bring out this morning. There's so many verses that are focused on us, that the Lord wants us to know and to be encouraged and to be strengthened. We may have our favorite ones, and some of us will have the same favorite ones, but for different reasons. So we need to realize there's so much here that God promises, and that God encourages, that He's never going to leave us alone. He's always going to be by our side. And that in this time in the world that we're in today, sometimes that's hard to see. The world, we get caught up in the troubles and the things that we face with bills and illnesses and just day-to-day life, dealing with family and friends and co-workers, that we kind of get off track sometimes, and we need that encouragement. And that's what we need. And this is the time we have together. Not only do we come and study God's Word, but we're here for one another to strengthen, encourage us to go to another week. We just came through some of us okay week, some of us a good week, some of us a struggled week. Going, oh, we got to go do this all over again starting Monday morning. But this is our time to encourage one another, to uplift one another. And that's what we're trying to do this morning. So who else has got it?
I actually got two, if that's okay.
You have that?
The first one, just one. The first one for me is in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved. This is an important one for me because it helps me to stay in the Bible and to study it in a serious and deep way, and to study it with a purpose. And the purpose for me is to get a closer and better understanding of God. And my second one is in, it's actually in Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. This to me is no matter what your problems are, no matter what you're going through, be still and behold the wonders of God. You know, see what God can do for you. That's what these two, that's kind of what I go by in my daily life. Those two that stick with me no matter where I go.
Those are two good ones. Study to serve thyself approved. In today's time, with all the teachings, we're going to talk about later, with all the teaching, that's kind of hard to do. To stay focused, because there's so much chatter out there with what the Bible supposedly says. And we're, it's our responsibility to make sure we understand and study God's Word so we can rightly divide that truth. Yeah, so that's a very good one.
From Mark 4, verse 39, which is when Jesus was in the boat sleeping with the apostles and the storm came. And you awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. So, no matter the storms in life that we've all been through, the great calm comes through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. No ifs, ands, or buts. If you like turn to Him, He's got you.
And He kind of rebukes us at times too and says, look, remember I told you I'll get you through these storms, and we forget. Yeah, that's awesome.
Once you understand that, once your faith has grown to that point where you recognize it and you don't fear it, because some people freak out like, wait a minute, it's too quiet. No, I mean, you could almost, your faith, your spirit would say, wait, be with that. That's me. It's good. Calm. This is what peace is. Enjoy it. But the Spirit, it moved me to this verse for today's class. Ephesians 4, 1-6. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in all of all. There's comfort. There's no other. When there's other groups who claim, we know that this here says you're not. But we can be assured there is a one.
Absolutely. Sometimes when you're in that calm that you're talking about, it's the perfect time just to listen. Mm-hmm. There's times when God is trying to tell you something and we get caught too much into the noise, and he quiets that for a purpose and a reason, and that's to listen for what he has for you. And so often, I know, I get busy in life, I'll miss those opportunities where God wants me to go because I'm not listening. I'm not staying, taking advantage of that calmness and that quietness to hear the soft, gentle voice of the Lord. And He speaks to us, not only through Scriptures, but He guides us, He leads us. That's what the Holy Spirit does. And sometimes we lose that connection to know where we need to go if we would just listen.
You got the radio up too loud.
You radio up, yep.
You got the TV up too loud. You got that social media bombarding you. You got other things that should not be in the way when you should be attentive.
Attentive. Life is turned up too high when we need to turn it down a little. Yep.
I just got a text from the Lord Susan. So she's listening in also to our Bible study this morning. And she says, please give her favorite Bible verse. And it is Psalms 94, verse 19. And the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comfort, delights my soul.
That's a good one.
Yes.
And that also reminds us of what we're doing here, transmitting out that people are listening. Mm-hmm. So often we get tied up in forgetting about those who are not here.
Right.
That we have brothers and sisters who need encouragement who are not here.
That's true.
So
you're still joining in with us, as still keeping in with what we're talking about. Comforting, you know, as this verse says, with the multitude of thoughts, as we sometimes have, and of course, with the devil constantly at us 24/7, to throw us off track, we have a multitude of thoughts. And so we can rest assured that the Lord still comforts us with everything that's going on around us. All we have to do is take the time to try to listen to what He says.
And that's such a good point. We got to also understand and realize Satan, the devil, has a mission as well.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is to interrupt anything that we can do related to God. To create that noise that we were talking about so we don't listen. To not remember these verses that we're talking about this morning. For not to encourage us to be disencouraged. Satan's right there in that battle. And has a mission to accomplish as well as we do. So that's the struggle we have. And we need these constant reminders of what we're here for. What our reward will be. What all the promises that God has planned for us. While we're here on earth and when eternity. We don't have to wait for His promises. The promises are given to us now. And so often we forget about it. The struggles that we go to. Oh, we got to go through trials and tribulations. No, you ain't got to go through it by yourself. And He tells us He won't put more on us than we can stand.
Amen.
So often we forget that. We go, oh, this is too hard. This is too difficult. The Lord promises us that He's not going to put more than we can bear. And these are things that we need to remember, especially as we get closer and closer to that time. We're one day closer.
Amen.
One day closer to that great harvest that we're going to talk about later on today. But we've got to realize what we need to do, and we need encouragement. If you don't encourage your workers, any of those who have been supervisors, if you don't motivate your workers and you don't encourage your workers, they're not effective. And God knows that. So He puts verses after verses that we've already gone over so far to encourage us and to get us to realize that He's got us. He's going to take care of us. If the world would catch on to that concept, it would run like a wildfire. But no, Satan's trying to create his own fire, his own chaos.
Well, I've got a couple of
them,
because my favorite comes out of Proverbs, and that's an argument against
I'm paraphrasing because I think that's what you're supposed to do with Proverbs. You're supposed to put it into your own words so you'll comprehend what God's trying to reveal to you. My arguments against my brother were very convincing until he had a chance to speak. And too often the conflict that we have in our life daily, we're seeing wrong in something somebody said, or we're seeing something wrong in something they did against us. And then I finally realized, you know, what did I do that might have provoked that? What did I say that might have caused him to believe that or want to do that? And if it's just in thought, then I repent to God for it. But if it's something that actually happened, then of course it would make me want to repent to him, to ask his forgiveness. And I think that's very important because we cannot, living in this world, we cannot go, we're Christians and we're different. We can't exist with that conflict with the world. But a lot of times we create conflicts that we got to we got to recognize that we're part of that. And when it goes to extreme, we're the ones that take it to, most of the time, we're the ones that will take it to the extreme. So I try to reconcile that in my heart and with God straight away. Hey, when I'm driving, if someone cuts in front of me now, sometimes you think you do it deliberately, and sometimes you think you're just going like a bat out of Haiti. But I used to do that sometimes, and I didn't realize I was doing that. You know, I'm guilty of the same thing. I'm holding ill against my brother. Or I may have said something that should not have come out of my mouth, and I'm holding out against my brother when it comes out of his mouth. So that kind of makes a peaceful life, believe it or not. You're not in conflict with anybody. But then another one that I have is Deuteronomy 29:29, which says, the secret things belong to the Lord. One of the biggest disagreements we have in the church and throughout religion is where God doesn't directly speak on something. Someone will take that and make scripture in their viewpoint. We've got to understand that we can't comprehend God. Our brain will not comprehend his wisdom. So he does have some secret things, and he says he has some secret things. But then the latter part of that verse says, but those things that are revealed for fathers and mothers and children to learn by. And so I don't get hung up when someone comes in here or when someone goes off on a tangent saying, yes, this is what it means, or this is what this verse. If God wanted me to understand that, he says so. Those things that he did reveal that about salvation, he does explain that. Those things that about our learning, that's okay. God has said more than that. I'll ask that question. I'll be able to ask you some questions.
A little lift up. Proverbs is one of those books, if we can focus on it and understand and follow its concept, it makes our life easier. But as human nature, we don't want to follow the easy path. We want to make it difficult because we have our own way of doing it. But if we listen to Proverbs, the common sense approach, as your class you were teaching, it makes life easier. But sometimes we're hard-headed, especially as men. Sometimes we don't listen the way we should. I hear that from my wife all the time. All I want you to do is listen. I don't want you to do anything. I just want you to listen. So,
does
you know.
Does she answer your statement?
Huh?
Does she answer your statement before you finish your question?
She tells me, don't bring out my tool bag. I'm not asking you to fix it. I just want you to listen to what I'm just doing. So often I'm taking off. As soon as she starts talking, I'm taking off to try to fix it. So, you were getting ready to say something.
Scripture does not have to be rewritten. It needs to be reread.
Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought to today's lesson, because there's so many people out there who wants to rewrite what Scripture is. They want to rechange it to reflect their lifestyle, with their wants, their needs, their desires. And this is not ours. This doesn't belong to us. We're required to follow it, but we don't have a right to change anything in it. We're not allowed to add or take away or do any of that stuff to it. But if you look at the world around, as we'll discuss in a little bit later, that's the world's concept. Twist and turn and pick and choose and not choose to follow certain things. It's just running rapid in this world today. But we were warned. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. We were warned about all the things that are coming.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm going through this right now by somebody who's talking to me who wants to take things and, to me, wants to add to the Lord's Word. And I tell the person, I said, if we're specifically warned after the Old Testament and the New Testament not to add or take from it. And I said, and plus, you need to be careful that you don't take traditions and make it, thus says the Lord, you know. And that's what it looks like to me is going on there. So I'm battling with that person right now, and I just hope their minds will open up and understand what I'm trying to tell them. Of course, they tell me, you're not listening to what I'm trying to tell you, but what you're telling me is not going along with what the Bible teaches. The Bible doesn't say anything about this.
And I got the answer to your question. I just can't give it to you right now because I want to save it for the sermon. So I got an answer to how you handle that and how we approach that in this morning's lesson.
It seems to me that the rest of you all do pretty good, but I'm always battling. I've always got the right one and the left one, and I'm always trying to get it right, and then I don't get it right. And so I learned at elementary teaching, one of the teachers that I had at church, she told us her favorite, and she read why. And so over the years, I kept on, and then it began. It's what I was. This is my go-to. But I like the rest of you. Mine is, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, and according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Mm-hmm. That's what I always need. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin. This was the beginning of a prayer of repentance. And so I feel like I'm always trying to get it right or trying to not do the same thing over and over again. So it's like I need this to remind me this is where you are. Mm-hmm. And then if I think of the other one, Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which were lost. I got to remember that that's why he's here, to help me with the transgression. But don't forget to ask for, please forgive me of the transgression.
Now, this is why I like this class. Because standing here, I get just as much out of it, if not more, than y'all do. Because one of my prayers that I pray all the time is right along that heart, same heart, because I have the same struggles. I know that I'm fall short, I'm struggling, I'm going to sin, I know Satan's going to win some battles next week. I know that's going to occur. You know, the prayer that I always pray is I pray to God all the time, never let me fall out of your mercy and grace.
Yes.
If I ever get to that point, Lord, please take me home because I know the value of you. I don't want to be in that lost state anymore. And I know that's a battle and a struggle that I'm going to fight for the rest of my life. So your thoughts this morning encouraged me tremendously because I have the same thoughts as you do. Is that I do not want to fall out of that mercy and grace of the Lord because I know who I am. I know the sinful state that I struggle with on a daily basis. And that's my biggest fear, is getting too far over to the left. I don't want to ever be there again. And as Lord, if I get close to that point, take me home. That's what I pray all the time. Because I worry about me, my thoughts, my struggles, my sins. And hopefully, I'm like you, that I will never forget that, that I will continue to fight, to strive to do the right thing. So, thank you for that this morning. Tom.
My favorite scripture would be Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7. This was shared with me, I guess this goes back when I was a freshman in college at Texas Tech. I was living in the dorm, hundreds of miles from home, first time away from home. And came across the hall of the dorm and shared with me. And it goes, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And that first time away from home, all the pressures of living freshman year, it really was. There's a lot of things to be anxious and worried over. And I've liked that scripture ever since. I guess it's one of my favorites.
Tom, I've known you for a long time. I've never heard this story. And it's an encouraging story, because this is a verse that impacted you when you were in college. I'm not going to tell you your age, but think about how many years ago that was. And it's still, that event is still with you today. And you shared that today, which was an incredible story, that it has impacted you even to this point in your life. And it's evident, I have to tell you, your life that you present here at Edge Hill, and everyone around will tell you the same thing, that evidence, that verse sticks out in you. And it not only encourages you, but it also encourages everyone around you. That was awesome. Who else has got a verse?
It's carried me through a lot of hard times. When I'm a timid, frightened person throughout my life, and it's lifted me up and helped me to have the courage to do the things that I need to do.
I think it's one of those verses that not only you share, but a lot of us have within our own hearts, because with the way the world's going, I mean, struggles in everyday life, and to turn to that and realize that it's a strength. We all have the same similar verses that carries us through, which is, if you think about it, they're powerful. They stick with us.
You know, Brian, all these verses that we heard just now, they all interconnect. They definitely do. I mean, you can go from one to the other, and they just all interconnect. And by going through all of these, you see the Spirit of God, you know, reveals itself to you. If you listen really what these verses are saying, God reveals himself in every one of them. You know, whether it be, you know, "I'm here, I will fight your battle, I will give you peace, I will comfort you, I will lift you up." I mean, it's all interconnected. At least to me it is. And by doing that, it shows me the Spirit of God.
And you bring up a good point, because we have expand from one end to the scripture to the other.
Yes.
From old to new. That should tell us something about God.
Yes.
It should tell us something about the nature of God. That He doesn't change. He's the same back then that He is today, that He will be tomorrow. Mm-hmm. His promises that He promises us will hold true because He has never changed. And we'll talk about that a little bit more, that His promises, no matter what's happening in this world, you read the old scripture and see all the events that occur, and you read what happened to our Savior on the cross, and what's happening in the world today, there's one thing that never changes. And that's God. You know. Go ahead, Ray.
I just want to say, I'm glad to be good and fine. God is a God that no one they can wrap their head around.
Mm-mm. I've tried.
God sees us as His children. He wants us to obey Him. The Bible is a book of life and eternity, okay? We need this view that is a guide in our life. Because I mean, I just, when I think about the truth of life, I went over and read through the book, and then it never amazes me to follow God. That, I think about what He did. He created us. And it's like this. And then His Son. Then we sin.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't come back to Him. But the more than but one person that could die for our sins without sinning. So Jesus Christ.
That's right.
I mean, think about it. It's not even the spirit. But believe me, He has feelings like everybody else. See His Son on the cross. That's something to think about.
Yep, there it is.
I think all these verses, we look at what God has promised us, but when you think about it, He's also telling us, I know how you feel. I know how frail you are, and frightened, or stressed, or worried, or whatever, and I'll take care of it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You couldn't put it any better than that.
Yeah.
Once you forget, I guess it's a matter of our faith. Because when we have complete, when our faith has grown to the point where there is complete trust in our Creator, in the Spirit, in what is it, when we grow to the point where we have complete faith in it, there will be a certain calm always about us, no matter what the circumstances. Because we know who's got our back.
Yeah.
We know. And there is a great comfort in knowing that. A great comfort. Again, it'll give us a certain calm, a certain peace. But again, we've got to get to our faith point where we come to fully embrace that, acknowledge that, trust that, believe that, realize that it is fact. It's not based on my emotion, your emotion. It is based on the fact that God is the same today, tomorrow, everlasting, mm-hmm. that He is not slack in concerning His promises.
Our time is running out, but I got a couple comments I want to leave you with. First of all, thank y'all for teaching this class, because we didn't get through one verse out of this book. The thing is, we need to understand and realize, I love every one of you, but there's going to be times that I fail you. I love my kids with all my heart and would die for them right now. There's times I have failed them. I love my wife with all my heart and with all my soul. But there's times that I failed her. And there are going to be more times that's occurred. But the one person who never fails that I always turn to is to the Lord. How do I know that? It's in our nature. You'll take somebody who's not been to church ever. When they hit the worst part of their life, who do they turn to? They pray for the first time. Our nature, our mind, our soul, deep, deep inside, every one of us realize there's only one we can turn to.
Amen.
We got to realize and focus our attention on that. If we can focus, just like you said, that calm will come. Once we get mature and understand, we're still going to fail, as we were talking about earlier. But we need to understand that He will always be there for us. So, thank you all for teaching the class, because I didn't have to do a whole lot of anything this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Morning. Well, thank you. I didn't think you were on it.
Look for leading it. I don't think so, Jen. I don't think so. No, I don't. Very good idea. I love it. Love it. Love it.
Thank you.
Amy, what do you think?